on the show, the $1 billion valuation of
Balogun Broad does. Let's talk about the stock market and Alaba market. Let's talk about share IPOs and diesel supply LPOs. Let's talk about Broad Street.
The Nigerian Stock Exchange recorded an all-time high of...
And Balogun Street.
The maximum I'll spend on fuel, so on throw, was 4,000.
On Balogun Broad, Wednesdays at 5.
What does it take to compete in the logistics business? Every day, we see these motorcycles crisscrossing through Lagos traffic. We don't know, say that nature don't send them go somewhere. They are the engines that keep our commerce running. They deliver food, they deliver documents, they deliver business supplies, anything that can fit into a dispatch box. And even the ones that don't. Even the glasses I'm wearing right now, if you're watching our live stream, the glasses I'm wearing right now were delivered by a logistics company. And it brings me to our business hard fact. NIPOST is the regulator of the courier business. And that's why last year we saw NIPOST cracking down on logistics operators and demanding that they pay for a new license. But it takes more than a NIPOST license to keep a courier company running. So we'll talk about what it takes to set them up and run them, what challenges operators face in the space. If you are in the space, I hope you're listening because I'd love to hear from you. But joining me now to talk about this is someone who has first-hand experience because she operated her own logistics service. But you know her as the host of the Sunday Morning Live here on Nigeria Infonata. Welcome to Balogun Broad.
Thank you so much, Sandra. It's good to be here.
Lagos, let's also hear from you. What questions do you have for Nata about the logistics business? Or maybe you are an operator, you know? All the time on social media, I'm seeing the entrepreneurs cussing out the logistics companies like, oh my God, God will punish you. Hey, God, this logistics man, this bike man, oh God. Or the ones who are complaining that the logistics, the riders cannot, you know, tell the directions to save their lives. Or why are you calling me up and down? Just follow the map. So if you have these stories, if you're an operator, if you are a rider, maybe your madam they treat you anyhow, or your guy they treat you anyhow as a rider, I want to hear from you as well. If you have some insights to share, women, call us on 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. Nata, when did you get into the logistics business, and why did you get into the logistics business?
Okay, so it was last year on the 20th of June. I remember precisely.
Wow.
That was the day okay. I officially got my bike. So I started with two bikes. Okay. That was what I started with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to respond to your question, why did I start mm-hmm. the logistics business? Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times you'd hear, oh, you have to make residual income. Mm-hmm. You have to have different stream of income with mm-hmm. the way things are turning. Mm-hmm. So that was the motive behind it. That was the motivation for me. You mm-hmm. know, I love money mm-hmm. unapologetically. I
Who
say
doesn't?
It all the time, you know. So that was the reason why, you mm-hmm. know, I started logistics business, aside from other businesses that I had. So mm-hmm. that in itself was the motive behind it. I wanted to do it to make money,
an extra income. Yes. Now there are a million people who are listening right now, over a million people listening right now, and I'm sure that some of them are thinking about going into the logistics business. So let's talk about that process, right? So you started June 20th, 2020.
Yes, that was the day I bought the bike.
You bought the bike. Yes. So first of all, what are the material requirements? Obviously you bought bikes. Do you need an office?
Well, no, you don't need an office. Okay. Pretty much
your office can be your phone.
Your office can be your phone. You know, we live in a jet age. You don't have to have a space, or, you know, you could be your phone. But what do you need to start a logistic business? Yes, you need the bike. First off, you see this bike, they have different boxes on them. That's the dispatch pack itself. I would also advise you to get a tracker.
Okay.
That's one thing that you really need, because you need to be able to track where your rider is, just so you can give your clients a feedback that, oh, he would be there in 5 minutes or 10 minutes. So most importantly, you need a tracker, you need a helmet. Okay. So you just have to buy a bike from an authorized company, because these people will understand the business and tell you all that you need. But I got a bike, I got the box, I got the helmet, I got the safety gears.
Okay.
Because sometimes you see these riders, they are riding, you see some riders, you're wearing slippers and you're afraid for their lives. So you need the helmet, you need the knee pad, you need the proper shoes, you need all of this. So you need a proper safety gear for your rider. That's pretty much what you need to start.
How much did that cost you?
each bike cost me about 380,000 to put together.
Okay.
That is before I registered it under the law, because you need to have that in itself comes into play, because you need to register your business, because that way, that's one of the prerequisites, that you need to open a business account.
We're going to get to that, but I want us to take a step by step, right? So you need a bike, and each bike as at June 2020 cost you 300,000?
380,000.
380,000.
The bike in itself is 350, but by the time you get all of this extra features, that's the box, the tracker, the gears and all of that, you're looking at 380,000.
I see. Okay. So it comes as a package if you work through a company.
Yes.
Do you know if the company you worked with, do you know if they had like a pay small plan?
Some companies do, but I didn't opt for that.
Okay.
Some
as companies, a big babe.
No,
as a big babe.
Some companies do, you know, everybody does. Some people buy a car on that kind of platform. So yes, some company do that, but I didn't do that. And there are other cheaper bikes too. I'm not going to put it out there that this is the amount. I only went for that because of, you know, the brand and what I had heard about that brand. Yes, okay. So you go for cheaper ones, 250, 300, there.
Okay. Okay, so there are cheaper ones.
Yes.
Okay. Ones. All right. So we've talked about bikes and the tracker and the safety gear for the rider if you want to be a good person.
Yes.
What other asset and equipment do you need
to start the business?
Yes.
If you want to take it to the next level, then you can decide to have an office space. That is really good.
Okay.
Because if you're going by research, a lot of people like to associate themselves with a good team, a strong team. So you can decide to have an office space. Mm-hmm. You'd also need to get, I can't remember the name right now. Oh my God. Where you can measure the parcel. Should you be doing it on an international scale?
Oh, so like a weigh?
Yes.
Like a
scale? You have to get that, yes. Mm. Because I was starting to get into that. You know, I was partnering with other brands that were taking it out of the country. That's another aspect of logistics. Mm-hmm. So I think that's pretty much it. But these ones I've mentioned are just the basic ones that you need to start.
Okay. Now, I'm always curious about bike maintenance and repairs. Mm. How often do you need to service those bikes? And while you ran the business, how often did they break down or need, she laughs, how often did they break down or need something fixed? How much of your budget went into that?
I would say this is very relative, because with every rider I changed.
Oh, you changed riders. Yes, wonderful.
You know, I mean, anybody in that business can relate to this, you know. So with every new rider came a new system. Mm. You know, I had this particular rider where I never had problems. Aww. Never had to
fix anything. So why did you change him or her?
He got married. He had to relocate. I was so sad then, you know. So he made business so easy for me, you know. We'd only service the bike maybe once a month. Fuel consumption was amazing. I was really making money. But by the time he left and I got this new guy, almost every other day. The height for me was when I had one guy who came to pick up the bike from the house. And before he got to the bus stop, his helmet broke. And I'm like, what happened? But I had somebody last week that was, you know, working so smart. And also, these things are relative. You really don't know. You know, you don't know. It all depends on who you're working with. Some of these people are able to manage the bike, they're able to work well and make you have returns on your investment. And
but say you have the worst of the worst, tell me what that costs. How often do you have to service the bike? So these are contingencies you have to budget
every
for, right?
Other day.
Oh,
it could be every other day, because I'm trying to picture a reckless driver, for example, who goes out there and breaks the traffic. Uber,
like the Bolt driver that drove me one day to work. I was like, this guy is definitely used to drive Danfo.
You know, and this person breaks the traffic law.
Yeah.
And he smashed somebody's side mirror or something. So it could be anything, anything really. It could be every other day.
So you didn't have a budget for you know, unplanned spends like that. It's just anyone who would don't
even
make.
Even if you do, there are chances that you'd need more.
You need more. Okay. Now let's talk about registration and licensing. Of course, you register with the CAC. Are there any other government agencies or private associations with which you have to register?
Well, when it comes to documentation of your, you know, you have to have your papers. That's one of the major problems that riders, you know, people that are in this business
face. Yeah, that's what the registration
is. Yes, a lot of them, yes. Mm. So aside from the those ones, the roadworthiness and all of that, you know, making sure that your I'm trying to remember the word now. Your plate number. You know, there's a paper for that. Okay. There's a paper for your box. There's a paper for... Okay, let me give you a perfect example. I didn't know about this. Now, this is where research comes in.
Okay.
I'm going to be giving this advice during the conversation. I didn't know that we had to have an Ikorodu paper. Okay. Do you understand? I didn't know I had to have an Ikorodu paper. And I had a delivery that morning. Mm. And my brother had gone all the way to Ikorodu. And then they caught this guy. Mm. Only for these people to call back and say, Madam, you have to have this paper. Mm. By the time I did my research, this paper was about 6,000 naira. But guess what? I paid 15,000 naira.
Why?
On the spot. It's Lagos. It's Nigeria. I don't know. You know, they told me if I didn't pay that money.
They wouldn't allow your driver to go.
And for real, they did it for over 2 hours. Oh, I had to pay that money. Speaking English at that point is not even going to work. You know what I mean?
How's your Yoruba? Is it any good?
Terrible. Terrible. And this is one advice I'm going to give people. If you're going to do business in Lagos, you need to go fix your Yoruba. You're going to do a lot of Yoruba speaking.
You say a lot of, yeah, no, I can't say that. Because all the Yoruba things I know how to speak are insults that I used to insult people in traffic.
Oh, yeah? Can you imagine? Sandra, my God, the president.
Okay,
right.
So that's one of the organizations.
Yes.
So they're telling you Ikorodu
all
paper.
Of that. Yeah.
Is there a Victoria Island paper? Is there an Aja paper? Is there an Ekpe paper? Is there an Ikoyi paper? Yaba paper?
You know, I think I remember when there was a need to pay for something on the Etiosa local government.
Okay.
There was a need to pay for Etiosa local government. Now, I don't want to say this because it's been a while I've been, you know, I just took a pause on it. It's just on the side for me. It's not something that I'm not doing, but it's just on the side. But I remember there was a time Etiosa, I had to pay for a paper in Etiosa. I remember, yes. Mm. Different papers like
so
that.
So what other private associations do you have to register with?
None. I didn't have to register.
Okay. How about other government agencies that you had to register with?
None. The only thing that came as a shock for me then, and like every other logistics person, you had made mention of it, was the NIPOST registration. Mm. But thankfully, federal government was, you know, suspended that at the time, and hopefully they never bring it back.
Did you have any run-ins with NIPOST or other regulators?
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't. Okay, all right. Lagos, let's hear from you at this point. We've been hearing from Nata. I think it's time to come to you. Huh? What questions do you have for Nata about the logistics business? If you want to start it, if you have some loose cash and you're like, okay, this would be a good way to earn some money, you know, what questions do you have? If you are an operator or a rider, or you have some insights to share on the subject, join the conversation as well. 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. For women, 01465-7190. 01465-7190. 01465-7190. For men, 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thank you for calling us.
Yeah, beautiful Natalie.
Hello.
My president, well done, sir. Well done, my man.
Thank you.
Neta, did you register with any, like, eateries?
I partnered with some itras to just make business easier.
Okay, you partner with them?
Yes, I did.
Then I used to see a lot of these riders with this council or all these so-called boys. They used to stop them somewhere in Akiadesola, just Adiogun, Sanusi Fafungwa. Do you have such issue with those boys?
Yes, thank I you. Did. Okay. I had issues with those guys, you know, for no reason, no just cause. It's almost like they just wake up on the wrong side of the bed today and they decide that, hey, it's the dispatch rider that would feed us today. And they just arrest you for no reason. One particular one, they accused my rider of going through the one-way lane. And it was a lie. Mm. But there was no way we could prove that. Mm. But we had to pay them.
How much did you pay?
I remember paying them, I think it was 7,000 on the spot.
Mm. Good Lord. Do you have to budget for these expenses?
Yes, you do.
As Miss Elonis?
Yes, you do. But the sad thing is, no matter how much you budget, chances that it's going to be way higher. Mm. I have a friend who was doing the business too, and there was a day she had to pay almost 45,000.
On the spot.
I mean, if you have to pay for unplanned 45,000, how then are you going to make profit?
And that's a small business. So how's a small business like that supposed to make profit? Stay profitable. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Ronke. I'm calling you from Isolo. So I'm actually on the program as well.
Okay.
There's a part you didn't mention.
Okay.
Because I'm into the business.
Okay.
Yes. I don't know if I joined late or she actually didn't mention it. Okay. There's this part of MOT.
Mm.
MOT, I paid around February. And this NIPOST is actually part of it. I don't know how come they just... All of a sudden, they came up with the payment of 250,000 naira because I had to pay NIPOST on Remita. I paid 20,000 naira NIPOS. Then MOT, I think about 5,000 naira or something.
What's MOT?
MOT, that's you pay to Lagos State Ministry of Transportation.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So yes, it's actually part of it. That's 27,000. And just yesterday, because I had to pay for two bikes, so I paid everything together. That's about 54,000 naira thereabouts.
Wow.
Then I was given just a paper, more or less a permission paper or something, a letter written that your bikes are allowed to, you know, work in Lagos. So yesterday, my rider went out with the photocopy. And you know, I had to pay those boys because they held him. They said he was going about with photocopy and he had to go with original. Okay, so I now asked them, I paid for two bikes. Am I supposed to share the paper into two or how? I don't understand.
What did they say?
I had to bribe them that yesterday. I paid 1K to just, you know, have my way and, you know, for them to release my rider so he could go and do his work. But it's honestly killing a business in Lagos, and this logistics business, especially something else. Honestly, it's really killing.
But you mentioned the NIPOST one. So NIPOST is back?
No, it has always been there. It's just that the payments are different. That's why I'm even confused right now. If another person calls in, ask the person if they have paid MOT. If you pay MOT, NIPOST is actually part of it. You have to pay on remitter. I paid it on remitter. And it's about 20,000 naira. Then the other payment you pay at allowance side there is about 7,000 naira, making a total of 27,000 naira for each bike.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
And a letter will be given by the Commissioner of Transportation or something.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Thank you so much for calling and sharing your experience. Emeka is in Festac. Hello, Emeka.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening. Good to have you on the show.
Yeah. I just want to correct something.
Okay.
This fast riding is not logistic somehow.
Okay.
You are just like giving people a designation they are not qualified to have.
Okay.
Somebody can be a dispatcher either. It's just a part of a logistic.
Okay.
Because people that get those goods, they are dispatching. What would you call them? You understand? So it's just a part. So they should have their own scope.
So so I'm sorry, let me understand something. So they are a part of the logistics business.
They are part of the logistics business. They are not logistics. They are not logistics per se. You can't just say they are into logistics. When you just like saying that how do I put it? That a cleaner is part of a medical staff. You understand? It's just for you to have the designation for it. They are part.
Okay.
That's what I want to correct. Thank you.
Emeka, thank you very much. Nata, how do you feel about being told that you are not a logistics businesswoman?
I mean, I don't know what to say, but I want to believe that everyone is enticed with your opinion, but most importantly, be open to correction. I think I understand where he's coming from because there are different, you know, levels when it comes to logistics and dispatch and all of it. So yes, he has a point. It's a 50-50 thing, so it's fine.
Okay. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello, thank you for calling. We seem to be having connection issues there. Let me take a look at WhatsApp. We've got comments on WhatsApp. Sandra, please ask your guests about paying for adverts for branded boxes on the bikes.
Ooh, okay. I never did that.
That's something you never considered?
No, I never did. And that's a very good one. That's a very good one. If you're listening and you're into that business, I think you should go into that, you know. Just brand visibility at the end of the day. Somebody pays you to just drive around Lagos and everybody's seen what you're doing. So I think that's good. I never did that.
Okay. Peach is in Lekki.
But you know why? You might not be able to do that? Because you also have to pay to even get your box branded.
Okay. Who do you have to pay?
There was a fee I paid. You know, it comes with the whole package, the whole thing.
380,000?
When you have to register with Lagos State.
Okay.
There's this thing, I can't remember right now, you have to pay to get your box branded. They have to give you that authorization that you can brand your box. So that way, when you're driving, you know that, okay, that's Nate's Logistics, that's Sandra's Logistics. So that in itself would nullify the chances of you making your box a place for adverts. So yes.
All right. Peter in Lekki is a first time caller. Peter, unfortunately, I have just 30 seconds. Is that good enough for you?
Oh,
No.
I'm almost a delivery guy. I'm a dispatcher, that too.
Okay, can you call back?
I don't mind if I wait.
We're about to take a break, and the break will be long. Okay, do you know what? Stay on the line. Let's get your number. We'll call you back. Is that okay?
All right.
Esther, please take that call back. Retrieve this call so that we can call him back and he can share his experience. But yes, Lagos, if you just tuned into the show, you're listening to Balogun and Broad on Hard Facts. And today, what does it take to compete in the logistics business? We had Emeka who said, dispatch, the part of the value chain where dispatch riders have to go out cannot exactly be called logistics. But okay. Mm-hmm. All right. We've got Nata on the show with us. Nata is the host for Sunday Morning Live here on Nigeria Info. You should listen to her this Sunday at 6 a.m. Yes?
6 to 11.
Yes. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll continue this conversation. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. What does it take to compete in the logistics business? Nata, host of the Sunday Morning Live, is here on the show with us on Balogun and Broad. We also have a winner. I've been told someone has found our treasure on the mobile app. Hello, my chief of staff, aka the nerd of all nerds, aka my digital producer, Tobaski.
Sandra, we have a winner.
Oh. It's okay. That's the last time I heard you ever again.
I'm sorry.
Who's our winner?
We have a winner. Mm-hmm. Her name is
Shikiritin.
Okay, this is it.
Uh-huh, thank you. Mm-hmm.
So her name is Adisa Saudat Jumoke.
Hey, Jums, baby.
I mean, congrats. I don't know how you did it, but you did it quite fast.
Okay.
I don't know how you did it anyway, but congrats.
Congratulations, Jums, baby. 10K gone. We've got 20,000 naira up for grabs. Thank you for waiting. So you're a rider, yes?
Yes, I'm a rider.
What's your name?
My name is Peter.
Peter, thank you so much for waiting. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I thought you want to ask me a question.
Okay, well, I mean, what's your experience been like as a rider?
We are facing a lot, too.
Okay.
We face a lot from those the hoodlums calling themselves local government.
Okay.
They are hoodlums. You don't need to laugh.
Okay.
I've seen Agberu that does not... that to the extent that he gave me a NURT ID card. I asked him for his ID card.
Mm.
So he gave me an NURT card. I don't like... this one are road transport, only the Kokonani, meaning that they are both doing the same thing.
Mm.
I said, this one is not local government people now. It's a show of first of meaning.
Mm.
Like, are you the one that is going to tell me what my job is?
Mm.
You have to, when you see that I was asking him a question, so you have to call someone that has the local government people, the ID card.
Mm.
So he called him and said, what about we, Yusoro? He's calling me, if you understand the Yoruba now, he's calling me that guy to come and talk to that mad boy that is talking. So that one, when that one asked me a question, I was like, I brought out people, I brought out everything. So even your guest there said they used to collect people at Ikorodu.
Mm.
So that keeps me wondering, are we not in the same Nigeria or what?
In the same Lagos, man.
In the same Lagos.
Mm.
Because the same people, they are collecting from us on this, both island, both mainland. It's supposed to be the same people they are asking Ikorodu.
Mm.
But they will ask bypass. What should be bypass? These people, I know they ever finish. And I'm very, very sure when this night post, when we pay for night post now, we are still going to pay for another thing.
Mm.
This government are really killing us. How much are we seeing in this delivery?
Now, can I ask, how long have you been a rider?
I started during the COVID.
During COVID. So yes. are you riding
I
for yourself?
Met my boss. I met my boss on Facebook. So she was staying by and I was in Jibo.
Okay.
So it was very, very easy for me.
Okay.
So when they asked us to leave the Tejo Show market, so they want to be in lockdown.
Okay.
I zoomed to logistics.
Okay.
So from there, when I traveled, come back, my boss now gave me the bike, told me that I should stand. She actually want me to stay on my own.
Okay.
So from there, I start working on my own now. And
now you work
even
for yourself.
The Nipos, the MOT, and the rest of that.
Yeah.
They are really disturbing.
Okay. Now, so as somebody who's working for themselves, how does that work? So you are your own boss now, eh?
Yes.
How does that work? Tell me how that works.
Yeah, the way I see it, others, sometimes is from the old customers when I was with my boss
okay.
that used to call me,
okay.
that gave me a job.
Okay.
And sometimes I just see people call me from nowhere, saying that I've done delivery for them before, I should come again. So, and this thing, this business is a reference.
Okay.
If you do well in the first delivery they give to you, they will also call you and tell somebody, ah, this guy is trustworthy and this one is reliable.
Mm.
Some riders just, they used to put their madam inside BC. They drive recklessly, drive anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I left my boss told me to bring somebody like
thank
me.
You.
But I wish you can never see somebody like me. So I brought somebody, and the guy was, he wanted to even beat her.
Ah.
Am I lying?
No, you're not.
You're guess,
not, not at all. You're correct. 100%.
I know they lie. They wanted to beat my boss, like, and I was not like,
Your employee wants to beat you.
Yes. Say, I know you collect before this work. Actually, I work for you. And we are not knowing that the guy has already seen another offer somewhere. Maybe they are paying him the money that my madam was not paying him. So he wanted to use fight and live there. And we are facing a lot.
Now, how much do you spend on the business? Not how much you make now. I want to also ask how much you make. Well, how much do you spend on the business to keep the business going? Do you know? Have you ever done the account?
Yes.
Okay. How much?
Weekly, I for fuel alone is like 6,000 naira weekly. That's Monday to Saturday.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So maintenance come either twice in a month.
Okay.
No, like once in 2 months.
Okay.
If I'm right, yes.
Okay.
Once in 2 months. That those maintenance are chain.
Okay.
Socket.
Okay.
No. Yes, chain and socket.
Okay.
And oil.
Okay.
The oil now is expensive.
Okay.
So we buy oil for like, let me just say 2,000. 2,000.
Okay.
So that one serves for like 2 weeks.
Okay.
We change oil.
Okay.
So when it's raining, like this time around now, chain and socket used to spoil easily.
Because you have to drive through floods.
Yes. So we change it. Sometimes it lasts for like 2 months.
Okay.
Sometimes it lasts for 1 month.
Okay.
But you don't have to know the marketing.
So how much do you make from the business? Per week, how much do you make?
Yeah, weekly. Weekly, if I come on, maybe card money, recharge card, data. Weekly, I see like 40, 35. The boys' money is not there. The ones that boys will store with for Alu, give them money. That one is not there. That one is, I can't pay. Expenses you never pay for. Or you never expect it.
But weekly, you're making 30 like, to 45,000.
Yes,
and that's
yes,
going
ma'am.
To you, to your own personal pocket.
Yes.
You sure are not going to enter this business.
Not good business, but people, riders are dying due to reckless driving and pressure.
Yeah.
Pressure from their madam, pressure from the customer. And I've also seen somebody that insulted me, and I was like, ah, can I still do this business? This person,
it is quite a thing.
Yes.
Peter, thank you so much for calling and sharing your experience with us. We appreciate it. Now, Nata, I want to talk about customer recruitment, right? Did you mostly target businesses? Because Chris, when he called in, he was asking, do you have partnerships with restaurants or did you, did they employ you, etc. So did you target businesses? What types of businesses did you target? If you targeted businesses.
Yes, I did. I targeted businesses, but eateries precisely.
Okay.
I had a partnership with this Suya guy.
Okay.
At Ikoyi. He had a very, very big customer base.
Okay.
And the first time he contacted me, the delivery was swift. And then he actually proposed the idea and said, hey, we could partner and all that. So, yes, I partnered with about 4 eateries.
Okay.
You know, I partnered with about 4 eateries. But then again, you know, there were factors that you never really, you know, consider because the Suya guy just decided to stop. You know, he just decided to stop the business. So that way, you know, I still had to fall back to, you know, one-on-one delivery. I also joined this dispatch group. It was about 200 of us on that group.
Oh, and nice.
Yes, in Lagos.
Nice.
So usually when this person
What's the group called? How does someone join a group like that?
It was a friend of mine that referred me to the group. So there's an admin. This person decided to start, you know, from one word to the other, created this group. I don't want to mention the name because like free publicity for them.
I see. You have to pay to be in the group?
No, it's free. Okay, so it was NADO. It's called the NADO group. We had NADO 1, NADO 2, NADO 3. That's how many we were.
Yeah.
So usually when somebody from, say, Festac is booked for that day and still has orders, this person comes on the group and say, hey guys, I still have this. Does anybody want to pick up?
Nice.
That way I was certain that no matter what happens today,
money
would definitely
How much
enter.
Were you making per week?
Yes, just like the last caller said, they're about 30, 35, 40. But again, he made mention of the unforeseen miscellaneous expenses with these guys. So you never really know. You're making 30,000, 40,000. Monday to Thursday, you're excited. And on a Friday, somebody somewhere decides to say you don't have this thing or you faulted the law and you end up paying 20,000.
It's like
taking 10 steps forward and 5 steps
backwards. So let's talk about rider recruitment. How did you find your riders? How do you screen your riders?
My very first rider I remember was from the company that I bought the bike because they knew I was pretty new to it.
Okay.
I know I told them I was looking for a rider, so they referred this guy who was really good. He worked with me for a couple of months before he stopped.
Okay.
So initially I started with word of mouth. Then later I got introduced to this agency business. So some guys are out there, they have an agency where they tell you they would recruit a rider for you. They've done the necessary
background screening
checks and all of that. Are they married?
How the hell did they give you someone that wanted to beat you up?
My dear.
So I guess the background check, you don't background check very
my
well.
My God, I saw, in fact, I went to the heavens and came back in this business. But, you know, I went through agency, but the agency itself is not so... You can't even hold them accountable or something, because one certain one happened where I had to pay 10,000. So it varies. Different agencies will tell you 10, 15, 20 for us to recruit these people. We're certain that this person will be you for about a month or two, you know. But this person, I paid him. Was it 10 I paid him? Then I never heard from him. He never sent a driver my way. At some point, I think he blocked me because his number was not even reachable.
Did you have to pay for that service?
Yes, you have to pay.
And he blocked you after paying for the service?
Yes.
Good Lord.
Me.
So how do you solve a problem like a rider that wants to beat you or Agbero that will stop you on the road and seize your bike? I'm sure police was also harassing you
the time. Of course. There's this particular police station at Jakonde. I felt as though they were building a house somewhere with my money. Because almost every other Friday, I was certain I was going to go to Jakonde police station.
To bill your
and
driver.
Pay for something. Yes.
Good Lord.
It was quite a mess. When that business was up. But you know, to come back to your question, how do you solve the challenge of, you know, having
a rider that wants to beat you or Agbero or police? How do you solve problems like that?
The only way you can solve problems like this is to do your research before you start this business. You know, understand what it takes to start this business. Understand people that have successfully done this business or are still doing this business. How are they able to maintain these riders? You hear some people that would say, oh, I've had this rider for over a year. How did you do it? You know, talk to this person. Is there like monthly lecture this person gives to this person? Could it be some sort of incentive? Is that something this person is
how
doing?
How much do you pay your riders a salary? Of course.
In fact, at some point, you know, you were starting these riders to take advantage of their employers because they know that, you know, during COVID, it was such a big deal. These riders were aware. So they start to do shakara. So you have to find ways to keep them. I remember paying them, incentives. I paid my rider 50,000 naira. And beyond that, I gave him a percentage on every delivery he did.
Oh, nice. You were generous.
I mean,
girl,
you know, just so he's motivated.
Why didn't you tell me about this? I can ride
you're
a bike.
The president now. How about you know, just so he was keep him motivated to work. So I remember for every dispatch he did then, I gave him about 10% or 20%. You can have it. So if at the end of the day you've done a ride of, say, 20,000, you can have 20% of that. And even beyond that, I got to the point where I was still giving allowance. It was quite a thing.
Just doing everything to keep
just
him happy.
Just so you could keep
For some people it worked, for some people it didn't.
And so the one that even stuck with me the most, I actually didn't even have to do the most. He was just excited. I remember
to have a job.
So aww. Happy to have a
job. Oh, he was a banker?
No, Barker.
Oh, that Barker. That's his name. Oh, okay. Yeah. So as we wrap up, because I've got just 1 minute and then I have to let you go. Very quickly, tell me how you solve for a writer that wants to beat you, Agbero's, etc., etc. I've got 48 seconds now.
For Agbero, I never really solved it because it was beyond me. You know, a lot of writers can relate to it. You never really solved it. I think Lagos State is the only one that can actually solve that for problem. Us. And, you know, a writer that wants to beat you up, I think the traces are there. You see it from the beginning and from the get-go. You don't break it to them. Just let them know that, hey, you want to pack this bag, it's fine, pay them off. Never end it on a very bad note. So that was how I was able to manage this. One particular wanted to beat me up, but you know, after work that day, I called him in, say, look, I'm tired, okay, thank you for this, paid him, and that was it.
Nita, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Listen to her this Sunday, okay? Yeah. She's on air at 6 a.m. every Sunday, bringing you Sunday Morning Live. After this break, Lagos, I'll give you a chance to win 20K. So I
can,
hope
can I
you
win that money?
No, you can't. Go away. You give me bike to ride. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. This is Balogun Abroad.